This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is quitting time. Weekend is here, hot and steamy in the A. Spring has sprung. Feels great. Some funky weather coming this week. I'll tell you more about that. We'll get you up to speed on what's going on with March Madness as the tournament action is heating up with all the conference action. But, Carl, it's time to talk Falcons, and we start every hour of every show with a big hearty,
Hey, man!
And some breaking news with the Falcons, and this is one I think Falcon fans are going to be really excited about. We have signed Megan Fox. She's a knockout, a stunning actress. Everybody loves her, Carl. She's sexy. I think she's great in everything she does. I don't know what role she'll play in the Falcons, but Megan Fox, Carl, coming to the Falcons.
Are you sure that's correct?
What's that, Oren?
Morgan Fox, gentlemen.
I'm told that's Morgan Fox, not Megan Fox. It is Morgan. That would have been a hell of an addition for the cheerleading squad, I can tell you that. No, we have signed Morgan Fox. He was with the Rams, the Panthers, and most recently with the Chargers, and he is an edge rusher. He's a defensive end. He's actually had 6.5 sacks in his career, if I'm reading this correctly. Punching up the numbers, not exactly familiar with his work, but we got Morgan Fox, Carl, added to the mix.
Okay. And again, look, these kinds of moves, they're not good, they're not bad, they are just moves that the Falcons make, and you're not getting necessarily a difference maker, but you're getting another guy that knows how to play. And a depth piece, Mike. So, you know, what's the deal? 2 years, $8.5 million?
Yep.
2 years?
Is that the deal? Yeah. 3.5 sacks. He did have 6.5 sacks in 22 with the Chargers. Again, he's playing with was playing with Bosa. 5.5 sacks a year ago, 3.5 sacks this year. He did play in all 17 games. He's not missed a game in the last 4 years. So he's been durable. Whatever his role is, he's been out there.
All right.
Looks like a rotational guy.
Correct. And I was going to say, for Falcon fans who are freaking out and like, oh, I can't believe we've not done this and that and the other. Again, we didn't have that kind of money to be major players to sign multiple big-time free agents. And number two, that doesn't always get you there. Now, I don't know how good Morgan Fox is going to be. To Mike's point, you know, we could have said Megan Fox and you probably would have been like, who? But the fact of the matter is the Falcons are trying to add depth to this defensive line, Mike, before they dive into the draft and figure out how they're going to approach this the way this thing shakes out. We all think, again, they have the 15th pick. We know where everybody else is going to go, and the guy you want is going to fall right to you. It never happens that way. So they've got to figure out, in the meantime, how do we add to this defensive line? How do we get more athletic, Mike? How do we get more guys that know how to rush the passer? So they're doing that. And again, you said a rotational piece. I'm not necessarily disappointed about it, but I mean, I just think Falcon fans, everybody wants these big names that we've seen drop in other places.
Right.
And this year was not going to be that year, guys.
No, we knew that we didn't have all the cash in the world. Like we had enough to make some minor moves, and we've added some pieces. And we talked about, you know, depth of the offensive line. One of the guys that I wanted, just because, you know, if in fact McCary, or heaven forbid, Jake, who's been so reliable, Jake Matthews, does go down, you want to have somebody who can swing as a tackle and play that role. And that's one of those things that Storm Norton has done, and Parker's been a decent, I guess, they like the depth there. They brought those two guys back. We still presume that Ryan Neuzel will be the center. They did tender him. We don't know if there's another plan. We mentioned Bradbury, who looks to be released the center for the Vikings the last couple of years. If that's going to be an there's a center. He's being released. We don't know if that's on the Falcons' radar. But, you know, the money, the cap space we do have, Carl, unless you restructure somebody, then you add your draft class, starts to get gobbled up like Pac-Man.
It does. It really does. And I think, too, and we had another signing. I know we were talking about before this actually hit at five, but we had another signing to talk about. But neither one of them make you go, oh, I can't believe they did that. These are the kind of guys you bring in, Mike, that add some depth to your team, and hopefully you can get some production from them. That's all we can hope for.
Yep, and the other piece that we added earlier in the show, we were talking about Keith Taylor. He's a corner. He was on the practice squad for the Chiefs a year ago. He'd been with Carolina, and then he did play for the Chiefs in a number of games last year, and he was also on their Super Bowl roster. So he was, you know, he's got a ring. So he's a dude that would be a depth in the defensive back room, cornerback, and also has played some special teams in his career. So those are some of them, again, smaller moves, not exactly moving the meter for most Falcon fans, but adding some depth.
All right. By the way, doesn't it seem like we had more money than we actually seem like we had?
Well, yes. It does. We'll have presumably more cap space next year when Cousins is only a $10 million hit, regardless of what happens to him this year, wherever he goes. But, yeah, I mean, I just thought that maybe we'd look for, since Dahlman left, we'd go for another guy with a starter, some starting experience at center. Maybe they don't value this as big an issue as I have been the last couple days. I don't know. If you add up some of the pieces, could we have, you know, been in the mix? That's the thing. You and I basically told the listeners, the hell with Joey Bosa, he's going to want 2 years or more, and he signs a one-year deal with Buffalo. You know, I do like Leonard Floyd. I think that's good. But, I mean, you know, all things being equal, I would have taken 75% of Joey Bosa if I knew it was a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Got a bit of an update on Morgan Fox here. So there is champion pedigree in the family. As his French bulldog Winston won Best in Show at the National Dog Show, the Westminster, Thanksgiving Day 2022. So there's an update about the championship pedigree that one Morgan Fox has.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. He's from Fountain, Colorado, played his college ball at CSU Pueblo, Carl. And then he was picked up by Les Snead with the Rams. Played 4 years with the Rams, then 1 year with the Panthers, and as I said, more recently with the Chargers, 27 and a half tackles in his career. He's age 30, by the way. Not Megan Fox, although I would have been excited about that as well. Morgan Fox signs for the Falcons.
So that dog's worth some money is what you're telling me, Big O, right?
Right. Purebred.
I mean, not going to lie, I'd be breeding dogs if I was simply playing football. A lot easier work, I would guess.
Good money in that. You know, I had a Rhodesian Ridgeback that was purebred. Yeah. And they got this whole process, Carl. I actually had to watch the dog breed with another dog. It's like with the horses. When they put a horse out to stud, you got to know the deal's been consummated.
Yeah,
Not that I did that. That was somebody else's job.
I don't know if he does it anymore, but I do know at one point Big Boy was breeding Frenchies and had him, and I don't know if he does it still, but yeah, there is really big money because those dogs, especially purebreds, they go for a lot of money. But yeah, that's interesting, man. That's something we can talk to him about, Big O, once we get a chance to meet this guy. But look, the Falcons, and here's the point we're getting to. I know we're dropping these names, and it's whether it's Morgan Fox or whomever we've discussed here over the last few days. I don't know if Falcon fans are in their car driving home, Mike, or however you're accessing the show, going, man, that's a great signing. But what you have to think about is how they're going to construct this defense and the other guys that we're going to bring in the draft. That's part of this. And I know, Mike, part of us don't realize or don't look at the guys that are already here that we didn't see. How do those guys plug in? And I'm not trying to make excuses for the Falcons because I don't have to. If we're going to be good or we're not. And if we're not good, then changes will be made. But I also think that the guys that we thought we were going to see last year that we didn't see are going to play a huge role in this year's upcoming defense, especially with the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah, man. I know that we sent all those guys out to Athens. We talked about it on Wednesday. 22 dudes piled into some of those Mercedes vans and headed over to watch the Georgia Bulldogs go through their pro day. Not sure if we had that many folks representing the Falcons at the Georgia Tech pro day, but one guy who's certainly getting a lot of talk, maybe as a fifth rounder. Some guys have him as a sixth rounder, but that is Zeke Biggers, Carl. And this is a dude that if you're looking for some size, you're looking for somebody in the interior line, 6'6", 321. I don't know because we don't have a fifth-round pick. We don't have a sixth-round pick. But that's a guy that some folks feel is going to be perhaps a day two, more likely a day three guy in the NFL draft. But he was on display today out on the flats.
How many guys do you think tick?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I don't know about NFL. I'm not saying how many they put in the league this year, but I'm saying, like, first-rounders, how many? It's a couple? A couple of first-round guys, potentially? Or are we still talking later in the draft for these tech guys? What do you think?
I would think that, you know, Zeke Biggers is a name that everybody mentioned. Tight end Jackson Hawes.
Yep. That's another one.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head because I'm punching it up. It's funny because this next year, you're going to have guys that are, I would think, they'll have more coming in. Brent Key's still got the recruiting cycle that he's put together. Some of these guys were guys he inherited. Some guys are transfers.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, a total of 16 Jackets wrapped up their pro career. I'm looking at this from Jackets Online from their website.
Sure.
So others that were participating today, Jordan Williams, Lamiles Brooks, Burrell, Freer, Gore, Chase Lane, Joshua Robinson, David Shanahan, Tatum. So there's some dudes. But the one I did mention because a lot of guys have said, would we be interested if we – see, that's the thing. Yes, I would be interested in a guy like that, Biggers, if we had availability with a pick. But we don't have a pick when he's slated to be drafted later in the round.
At least not right now, right?
Right.
We don't have that additional pick that we're looking
for. No, you could always take a 7 this year and something else and move up if you feel that's a guy. Don't know how they grade him, but he's a guy that certainly some folks felt would be a good addition for somebody. Taking a flyer, he's projected to be a backup and maybe be a starter someday.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, that's the other part of this that we still are waiting to figure out. And it won't get figured out, guys, until draft night. I mean, we're not going to know unless a deal is done, you know, a week before or so that they've added additional picks. But usually that stuff doesn't happen until draft night where you're trying to maneuver and acquire additional picks. And then you see where this thing goes.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.